Please be advised. Everybody say, oops up, side your head. Say oops up, side your head. Everybody say oopsala. Everybody say oopsala. Listener discretion is advised.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe. It did sound a little wet, didn't it? Right at the end.
Do you realize what you've done?
Hey everyone, this isn't Momo again. The ladies of Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time thought it might need a woman's touch for the intro. In this week's show, we will discuss the subject, oops, was that me? You can bet by just listening to the pre-intro that this is going to be an interesting, if not nauseating, show. Maria, Noodle, and MJ, good luck. And Momo, behave. Ready? Then let's get started.
Believe it or not, everyone, today they actually gave me 3 seconds before we started the program. So it was fantastic.
And I did.
And I think, you know what, they are much more open because today, on the date of this recording, it is National Women's Day.
International Women's Day.
Not only national, but international.
Happy International Women's Day to all the beautiful women out there and also the not beautiful ones. I'm joking. There's no such thing.
Excellent.
I'm realizing I'm completely excluded from a lot of situations. I don't have...
There's an International Men's Day. Just because you don't know what... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When?
Just because you don't know when it is doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Okay, I like to know.
There's no International Men's Day. Yeah, there is. It's November 19th. Exactly.
Oh, what do you get to a man for an International Man's Day?
Nothing. They already have everything.
See, that's my point. Is it really International Man's Day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Isn't that Movember?
Just because you don't
that's
know
Movember.
About it.
No,
that's not my
Movember
fault.
Movember is an entire month dedicated.
You could start a thing about it. You could start it. On November 19th of next year, you tell me, hey, why didn't you tell me happy
Assuming
International
Assuming
this
Women's podcast
Day?
Continues to exist, we will do something for International Men's Day.
I won't be part of that.
Boo! You suck!
You won't be.
Oh well, the
boycott's already begun.
No, but we love men in our life.
Well, as you can probably tell, folks, sorry that we've been going on so long, but I'm Momo. I have Maria, Noodle, and MJ here with me for this week's episode number 4. Oops, was that me?
Cool.
So we've been quite busy as a crew for the last couple of months, and so we haven't gotten around to doing this podcast, but now I think we've gotten things back and settled. So hopefully we can go and be a little bit more steady from here on in. Okay, maybe we should explain to our listeners where the hell have we been. What was that? Oops, was that you?
Was that me?
Was that you?
Was that me? Oops.
So does anybody want to explain where we've been? Because it's been a few weeks since our last podcast.
Well,
I don't know where we've been.
We've been in Buffalo. We've been in Toronto.
We've been traveling around the world.
We tried to go to Cuba. Didn't work.
Right.
We've been in each other's business, at each other's throats.
We haven't been getting along for the last couple of weeks. So we decided that, you know, it came down to the last minute where we said we either break up as a band.
Fifth Harmony moment.
You know, and
go solo.
Right. That was it. No, it's been interesting. 2 snowstorms, a plane crash, and a lost vacation in the last 3 weeks.
That's a good title episode.
No, we're not doing that anymore.
Drop it. We've already decided.
We're not doing that.
No, I know. That's not the... I'm just saying that would have been a good...
It would have been a good title
for today.
Two snowstorms,
a plane crash, and a lost vacation.
Yeah.
We can always do a movie.
Like 2 snowstorms and a plane crash later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they had, what, 4 weddings and a funeral.
Oh, God, don't start.
Right?
First time I watched that show was with our producer MJ. That movie, I bawled crying.
Yeah,
crying
it was a crash fest, all right.
A tearjerker.
We watched that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
They love each other so much. I agreed to watch that 2 weeks ago.
And he died.
And he laughed.
I didn't laugh at the death part.
You laughed? You're a sociopath.
That's my point. It doesn't make me sound like he laughed at 2 deaths at a funeral. Everyone's
2 deaths.
This one.
4. Four weddings.
It could increase as we move along today. But,
oh, dear.
Anyway. So, yeah, unfortunately, we've had some weather, some other challenges, vacations, reading week, university.
It's been competitions. We've had some competitions, too.
Oh, yeah. I was away at a competition, so we couldn't do that one Saturday or Sunday. And yeah.
So let's start off with what became a regular segment. It's time for the old business. Today's also feedback day, but I'm going to hold off on that just yet so we can have a little conversation about some of the things that go on this podcast. But I think the only old business we have that's still kind of overlapping from like two episodes ago was the new Superman.
I finally watched it.
Okay, great. So I'd like to say that MJ and I went through a binge of Superman.
We did.
You became a Henry Cavill fan.
Okay, there's not a woman on earth who isn't a Henry Cavill.
Well, she wasn't even aware of Henry Cavill until she watched the last series of Superman.
The women who aren't Henry Cavill fans have not yet heard of Henry Cavill.
Oh, he's so sexy.
Happy International Women's Day, ladies.
Yeah, he was, to quote Noodle, he was very pretty.
Very pretty.
When did I say that?
When we talked about Henry Cavill in, what was it, The Witcher.
Really sad that the Henry Cavill, I think his name was.
Henry Cavill.
He's gone.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
That's my input.
He's so pretty.
Well, the new, okay, now let's talk about, you didn't get a chance to watch it yet, the new Superman.
What do you mean?
Okay, you know what?
No, Henry Cavill is not the new Superman.
Let's do it.
He's the one that I watch.
You watched up until the current recent one, the new actor and the new Superman you have not seen yet. So you
have me shocked.
So how many of us have seen the new Superman?
Okay, you're raising hands on an audio-only format.
I was going to say, can we just do an intermission just now and just let those two watch the trailer and then come back?
That's okay.
We can do
it another time.
No, because it's just like, you know, how many times do you have an action item on an agenda that three times later, you still have an open action item? You get fired on things like this.
Are you going to fire us?
We're on fire. I'm going to be Donald Trump today.
I'm leaving.
You're fired.
I'm leaving.
Okay, do we want to take a quick intermission and watch the clip? Okay, we'll be back.
A few moments later.
All right, we're back. And we can go do a quick round table. I'll reserve my comments for the end. But all right, Noodle.
I have two opinions.
Okay.
One is that the main actor, the Superman guy, looks kind of similar to Henry Cavill. That's what I've observed. And second thing is, I feel like in the trailer, to me, it looked like they put too much in a movie, if that makes sense.
You think that they put too much from the movie into the trailer?
No. I think they're trying to accomplish... They're trying to accomplish too much as part of this movie.
Yeah, maybe it was just this version of the trailer that we watched, but it was like 12 different things going on. It's like the woman, and then and then the Luther
dog,
and then the dog, and then the guy with the laser, and then the guy with the weird face, and then the small kid, and it looks like a war-torn country, and then it looks like another thing, and it's like it's so much, and I don't understand. There was no plot in that trailer.
Yeah, that's
is that what you were saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think your point is something that's shared by a lot of people. What the hell is going on when you watch the trailer? There is so much going on. How convoluted is the story going to be?
How long is the movie?
Okay. The usual stand. Okay. Let's go to MJ. MJ, since you just got fresh off a series of old Superman movies.
I'd watch it.
Great!
What? What do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, you know, Star Wars has been sucking it lately. It doesn't mean I'm not going to watch the next Star Wars, but I'm not going to watch it with excitement, right? I'm going to watch it with some hope.
Watch it out of obligation.
To me, the iconic role of Superman will always be Christopher Reeves.
Forever.
And I think...
Who dat?
He's the guy who...
Oh, boy.
No, I'm telling you, this isn't my thing. I don't watch these movies.
But here's my point is, to carry that through, because I don't think we're going to cover that part of it, but Henry Cavill paid respect to that role, right? Oh. And that was my connection
I've seen this before.
Right. And so there was a spin in how they gave out the same story, but there was a spin to it. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm going to go in because I will go see Superman in July.
And that's what I'm saying
Right. But I'll come out of hope and I'm hoping that I'm wrong and that, okay, they just really did a crap job with the clips because.
Yeah, it was a really weird trailer. Normally it has like a plot and they tell you what's going on, but this was just disconnected clips of random stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so new segment. It's time for user feedback.
Yay!
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Feedback is like, just tell Maria to be quiet.
Well, you know, this part will be bleeped out. A couple of people have told me to grow some. So
what?
Wait, what?
Damn.
Really?
Damn, right? Wow. Just because you're outnumbered. Just because you're outnumbered.
The people who are saying that are just mad because they don't have three
they don't have a podcast
and fun, interesting
there
women.
There you go. Or a podcast.
Who like to speak
or
to
a podcast.
Them.
Or a
exactly.
podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I think one of the first things is in our last podcast, we asked, where the hell can I get the best Sicilian slice?
Yeah. And they okay? told you where.
Yeah. So it's called Fourth Man in the Fire.
Who? What does it mean? You know what? That what has that? That probably has a really interesting like reason.
A backstory.
Do you know what the reason
I,
is?
I did not contact
dang
them.
It.
But the shout out goes to Frank who gave me this thing. He goes, Momo, you have to try Fourth Man in the Fire. They have something called a Brooklyn slice.
Okay.
And it's just a thick pan-made pizza.
That sounds like
with,
a dream.
Yeah, with basil, tomato sauce, ooh. And bocconcini cheese on top, right?
That sounds really good.
So I think, MJ?
I concur.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Was it the best Sicilian slice yet? Or?
So here's my thing. So I'm, no offense to Frank or Fourth Man in the Fire, and I did say this when I was eating this, it seems like a knockoff of Detroit-style pizza, which is not exactly Sicilian.
Have you considered that maybe you think too much about pizza?
Well, I'm just
like I've never had a slice of pizza.
What did you call me in the last podcast when it comes to pizza?
A pizza elitist?
That's exactly.
Was it that it was that
and
it?
I'm happy to wear that badge.
I'm saying like
totally
I've never
happy to wear that badge.
I've had like good slices of pizza and I've had okay slices of pizza. But I've never had a slice of pizza in the way that I imagine a wine connoisseur
right.
drinks wine.
It's like, there's it's a tough
hints
life.
Of, and the history of it is related to the and I just think that there's like you think too much about just enjoy it, you know?
So, why am I here? Can I leave?
Yeah,
no.
let's get going. Okay, so let's put it this way. It is a pizza that is on the list to be reordered. It was super enjoyable.
It was
yeah, that's
so
great.
Good.
Right?
So
now,
and just the fact that it reminds you of a different kind of pizza.
Do you think we should order it to bring it in?
Yes.
Here today?
Yes.
It's closer. Should it actually be
I'm
faster?
I'm low-key really down for that.
Okay. As long as we get the large panzerotto.
I'm like horizontal for that.
I'm sorry.
I'm like underground down
I just,
for that.
And Frank says to me, he goes, yeah, this is Sicilian slice, Fourth Man in the Fire. By the way, it's not on your list, but get the panzerotto. Frank, I love you.
I don't like where this is going.
That
Frank, I love you.
Frank, I love you. It was just like
someone's getting a card.
I'm guessing that
Frank.
Wait till International Man's Day.
Can we have like a section where we call out our top comment each week, and just have a little segment?
I think
Frank I love you.
Yeah.
Hashtag Frank, I love you.
Yeah. And on this week's episode, it's time for Frank, I love you. Today's Frank is.
Well, I think Frank is going to be.
Frank, you're the
on
best
a
buddy.
Love list for a long time because that pizza.
Go, Frank.
Is amazing.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
If we didn't thank you enough.
Okay. So having said that, I think so far we're doing really well on the pizza front. North of Brooklyn, fantastic pizza.
Woohoo!
But take Gaviscon or something when you eat it, at least for the two of us.
For the ancients in the room.
Yeah, okay.
For the vintage
but
properties.
But seriously, the panzerotto is deep fried,
oh my
saucy,
God.
And cheesy. Oh and it's it's the size of an extra large pizza folded in half and deep fried. So keep them coming in. I would say... I'm going to say, sorry, Frank, though, I'm not going to call it a Sicilian slice, but it's the closest damn thing anyone's come to so far. So anyone else knows any other Sicilian slice places, happy to hear it.
Moving on.
The last item, and I owe Maria an apology.
Ooh.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Everybody be quiet.
Silence in the room.
I'm so excited.
This is regarding the Romanian accent.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, bring it on.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I obviously, my friend would like to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. she basically said to me, Momo, you've known me for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You've actually heard me speak Romanian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you thought at any point in time that that movie represents what a true Romanian mm-hmm. says, we need to stop being friends.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Whoever you are, you beautiful, beautiful woman, happy International Women's Day. You're getting a bouquet of roses on me next time around. I love you. You're my Frank today.
Right.
Can we ring the vindication bell? Like, I'm so happy.
I think so for the record, we're still friends. And she did say mm-hmm. that this is typically the accent they will use in for characters
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, for sure.
It's an over-exaggeration of the Romanian accent.
Yeah.
Because she said, Momo, how would you like it if I said Mario and Luigi from Super Mario was a good reflection of an Italian accent?
Exactly.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
And I said, point taken. And
she you hung said, up your hands.
And I better hear you tell Maria you're sorry.
Oh, we
I love you, Frankelina.
Frankelina.
Right. She's a very knowledgeable person in development. So yeah. I have to stay friends with her.
For sure. We have to actually make friends with her.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to come back and close off the feedback. Actually, can we close off the feedback now?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's close off the feedback. Let's do one thing. Yep.
So I think the feedback has been from a few folks and even a little bit today. We're a little bit all over the place, which they get.
Okay.
Which they get.
We are all over the place.
They all admit we're freaking hilarious.
That's so nice.
Right?
Oh, yay. Oh, I like that.
But we drone on about topics that don't engage them for far too long.
Oh. Is that an editing problem or is it us talking to you?
It's 100% an editing problem. Everything is just his fault. Just that it's his fault.
And once again,
you're listening.
And it's all my fault. Maybe if I go talk to Patrick, he can ease my guilt.
Well, it sounds like it's all your fault.
Once again, full circle.
It wasn't me.
Full circle.
Oops, actually.
And the other recommendation is, and I know that you folks have said this to me before, and I guess I got to apologize again for not listening. It's feedback. Ooh. It's feedback. We're going to try to keep
too
this pod.
Too much music.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. I literally.
The look on his face.
I eliminated the music.
Sorry, that was a joke that didn't land as well as I wanted it to. No. It just shocked him. He was like, incoming heart attack. Like, yeah. Sorry.
So I think the comment is an hour is probably a little too long.
Yeah. Ooh. 45 minutes.
Right. Yeah, podcast is going to start to incorporate because I want you folks to know we hear you and we're listening. If we don't agree with you, we'll obviously tell you.
The headphones go two ways.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
What? Well, they listen to us and we listen to them.
Ah,
okay.
All right. No, I didn't get it.
Dang, I'm off my game. I was just so thrown off by the apologies.
Well, you know, it was substantiated, right? It was substantiated. Those comments were substantiated. So the two things we're going to try to do is we're going to try to keep on topic and but still do our thing the way we do it because people do enjoy that. By the way, guess what topic?
Look at him immediately going off topic. Going back
to still on user feedback. Guess what topic has the highest comment rating?
Most talked about topic.
The most commented topic by people where they enjoyed what they were listening to. Mm-hmm. Take a guess what it was.
I don't remember. I can't tell you a single thing we talked about in that episode.
Wow.
I listened to it twice. Not a clue what it was.
And this one's for you.
Okay.
Orange sludge.
Are you serious?
Metamucil conversation, both at the beginning, middle, and in the end.
So can I just say something?
Kept people listening to the podcast.
Can I just say something? No offense to our, I love everybody who listens to this. I think it's so funny that people like listening to us talk. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
But that just tells you something about the age demographic of our listener base.
Death stalks you at every turn.
See, you made an assumption. I actually get a breakdown of age.
Oh my God, I love that thing about
Do you know what the
media.
Most popular age group?
Oh, shit. Something.
I bet it is.
25 to 35.
Hell yeah.
Is the number one.
Well, that's when
user
you start
group.
Getting introduced to Metamucil.
My user group? So 55 and above? The smallest.
Dismal. Yeah, probably.
Wow. Really?
Well, I'm not surprised.
That's interesting.
Okay, well, off we go to get some pizza.
So this is it for feedback. So folks, as we say, continue to give us your feedback. And again, I'll wait till the end of the podcast to let you know how to do that again. But there are a variety of ways to do that. If you want us to read your comment verbatim on the air, we'll do that. But we're happy to go over your comments. And as you can see, we'll take your comments into consideration and make some changes.
Yeah, one thing about us is we have a take on everything. Relevant or irrelevant.
Right. Oh, and
we'll
any
have
topic
something
you
to
want
say.
Us to discuss.
All right, we're going to take another break and order pizza and Panzerotti.
Panzerotti.
I haven't had Panzerotti since I lived in Wisconsin.
You had it at my house.
Well.
He's like,
You're lying to our listeners. You're lying to our listeners.
You can't lie to the children. Listen to all those 25-year-olds. You're misleading them.
You had Panzerotti. I didn't try Panzerotti.
I gave you.
Yes, I did. I like a couple spats.
These memory lapses are starting to get a concern. Because the last time she never had the Sicilian glasses.
We're all just wrong and like confused because you apologized to us twice. And we don't know what to do. My brain is melting.
Let's listen to the users. Let's cut this off now. Let's order our pizza. And we'll be back with Oops, was that me?
Was that me? Right. Hell yeah.
2,000 years later.
And we're back.
And so we're back. Part two.
We've had our moussaka. I think that's how you pronounce it.
He's like, I love trying to be offensive.
Am I?
No, I'm joking.
I'm not sure. I saw it in my big fat Greek wedding. And he goes, it's moussaka.
I know, we call it moussaka. We just have a different.
It's just moussaka.
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 I love how you say it.
And pizza has been ordered. As well as a Panzerotti and a Caesar salad.
I'm so excited.
We're so excited.
It's going to take 2 hours, though. But other than that, it's
fine. Well, it's distance. We have to work on a better Uber distribution system. Okay, so let's move on to the topic of what we're actually here to talk today is, oops, was that me? Now, I do want to point out that for some reason, psychologically, sometimes we tend to block out the oops that we did and we can't recall that story. So we decided during the break that we'd expand it. Were you present when someone pulled an oops that's not me that you want to recount? So you can go either way, an oops that you performed or an oops that you were present to actually witness. And we have someone chomping at the bit to talk about this one.
Oh my God.
And we're gonna turn that over to Maria to start off.
I made one comment about having a story and it's immediately.
We're like piranhas. She's got a story.
Okay. Picture it. I am taking a math course. I decided I'm gonna do an econ minor. Momo just stifled the craziest sneeze. He hit it really well, but it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I just had to point it out. Say it. You have to say it now.
Let's say what?
Oops.
Oops. Was that me?
It was. Anyway.
That was the best sneeze. It was
so funny.
Okay.
He's like,
holy God. You can't get
silence.
Focus.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm telling the story. First time I looked at the practice test, I was like, my GPA will never recover from this. Like, we're cooked. And then I, you know, worked it out, tried a little harder. And I actually did pretty well on the first practice test the first time I did it. But then there was this one thing that I didn't understand. I take it to the math learning center drop-in app. Frederico is presiding over the Mat 133 drop-in hours. Okay?
Frederico.
Do we have to do the shoulder
shimmy? You have to do the shimmy. Play the old Western. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna play the maracas.
Exactly.
For Federico.
And he had the oddest accent. And it wasn't until I asked my mom, I was like, it was kind of Spanish, but there was a weird. She's like, Portuguese. I'm like, oh, I'm the worst. Anyway. So, Federico, you know, very helpful, very funny analogy. He's explaining vectors to me. And what's a vector? You know, has magnitude and direction. Think of Despicable Me. It's like the directional vector, and he's like, and now we want the unit vector. And I'm like, okay, I'm with you so far. Well, what's the unit vector? It's just, you know, expressed as like a thing of a function of one, I think it is. I don't actually know the definition. So essentially what he's put on the chalkboard to me, a very confused ding dong, it's like a horizontal line from point A to point B, and then at point B, a vertical line up to point C. He's like, now we want the distance between A and C. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, Federico, I have no idea what you're talking about. Imagine, if you will, a right angle triangle. You want the length of the diagonal line. I'm like, I can't help you, Federico. He's like, I'll help you out here. It's called the hypotenuse. I'm like, not a single thought is going on in my brain. he's like, here's a hint. It's Pythagoras. I'm like, Pythagoras! A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. I'm in university. I'm in second year university, for Christ's sake. It was so embarrassing.
Well, a shout out to Frederico.
Frederico.
Because he was persistent because at some point, he was really trying. It sounds like he'd been frustrated. It's the freaking hypotenuse with paraffin. What's wrong
still
with you?
I didn't get it. And, it's called the hypotenuse. You, I'm like,
he forced you to get to the answer yourself and then probably reveled in the mockery.
And
but
you know
that's
what?
A different story.
And then there was a practice question. There was a question about it on the real test. Wow. And I knew the answer. God bless Frederico.
Yeah, God bless Frederico.
God bless Frederico.
Oh, is that a second Fred?
No, the first guy was Frank.
Was that me? Yeah, Fred, Frank. Same, right?
Same dude.
Same dude. Same diff. Well, thanks, Maria, for sharing your oops. Was that me? Hopefully, we wish you well in the rest of your academic career.
Dude, seriously.
You know. Like. All right, let's move on to Noodle. I think I've been dying to hear Noodle's oops. Was that me? Story.
Me? Is it really my turn to speak?
It is. Yeah, we're going to go to one order today.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So my story is my grandma. Love her. She's very sweet. She was traveling around Europe, and on her way home, she stopped by like a little souvenir shop and wanted to buy something as a memory for us. My grandma picked up something in a rush, and she was very tired. And she didn't realize what it was. When we finally got home, it was a cat beer bottle opener.
Tall boys, how much would you drink a day?
Well, what day?
That's a good story.
To an underage child.
That's a great story. She was mortified. But do you know what's an even better story?
What is it?
It's when my sister Noodle used to go to this like center for learning or whatever. We don't need to name it.
That's a better one.
Grandma and Noodle are like walking around and they're like, oh, we're a little early to the appointment. We need to stop somewhere. Let's just sit down, have a little, look at this adorable coffee shop. Let's sit in this little cafe, a little early to the appointment. And Noodle's like, how did the realization happen? You're walking by
it. It was when I came to visit.
Yeah, you came to visit.
I caught up with them.
They're like, let me show you this adorable cafe. And MJ gets there and she's like looking around. She's like, oh, my sweet darling mother who doesn't speak English and my adorable tiny child who doesn't know what's going on in the world. This is a cannabis store. Like, you people are so...
Oh, dude, that's messed up.
I were in a weed shop for like hours and it was like a recurring spot for them. Who let them in?
How did you not know it was a weed store?
They didn't know.
How did you get in?
Who let them in?
Why are these people showing their ID? It wasn't, I think, the third time that I realized.
Yeah, generally, coffee shops don't ask you. Don't card you.
That's so stupid.
And but how did you get in?
I
was a middle schooler.
In the front area.
She was sitting in the front area.
Yeah. And right next to them is the lady standing there.
And MJ's like, Mom, you took my kid into a weed store. And she's like, oopsie.
And she goes, what do you mean?
Oopsie.
And I'm like, did you see those people showing their ID? She goes, yeah. And I said, well, what did that mean to you? She goes, well, I don't know.
Generally, they don't card people for coffee.
But
and
she
cake.
Did not. But you don't understand. Like, no. She comes from the world. Nobody IDs anybody for anything.
Stop it. Get some help.
No,
right?
I see.
Like, this whole situation, who knows what she
so
thought
funny.
It was.
Genuinely
but
so
But it's
funny.
So funny. So it's there so... was my 80-year-old mother.
Mm. You're like 8-year-old child. Like,
so inconspicuous.
Soliciting.
It's so inconspicuous.
What do I have? Do I have anything? Yeah, I got a couple. So this one is an oops that was not me.
An oops that was not you.
Yeah, an oops that was not me, but that was present for. I thought it was freaking hilarious how it worked out.
A not oops.
Not a oops. What's a ute? What's a ute?
Two utes.
Youths.
What's a ute?
Here we go with the Jersey accent again. Sometimes being in technology, you have to work on the weekends, right? Because you do implementations, and implementations is, you know, you do on downtime. So it was
snore.
A weekend.
Sorry.
I'm not done yet.
No, I know. I talked for way longer. I'm just being mean.
All right. So we were taking a break. We were waiting for certain systems to come back online. So all the guys were just chatting there. We had a box of donuts and a coffee. And while we're talking, a guy ends up tooting. Like, you know, we just like
it.
Like,
was a toops.
It's a toops. It's a toops. You know, it's just like the, you know, no, it should, the system should come back in about 20 minutes and then we can check up. And, you know, and there was legitimately a look of shock on his face. Like, oh my God, was that me? Right? But that's not the funny part. Like, everybody at some point lets one slip. Okay? So, you know, we're all human beings. Sometimes the body owns you and you just got to live up to whatever happens.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So it was just like he was startled that he did that. It's just like when a dog farts when he sleeps. You know, starts shaking on the floor. So he tooted and he had this shocked look on his face. But the best part of that day was one of the guys that was standing next to him, the response after that happened. It's okay. It's Saturday. And he goes, oh, that just opened up the floor for me to go cuckoo with my sarcasm. Oh, shit. Policy that says we can only fart in the company? Because I was thinking about letting one ride on Monday coming out of a meeting. But apparently, it's okay. It's Saturday. You can
let
him rip.
That's literally an oops, was that me?
Was, yeah, exactly. You know, I was going to go running around the office just, you know, eating beans and tooting because you can fart on a Saturday.
I normally don't find this kind of stuff funny, but that was actually
yeah, that was a good story.
We don't subscribe to bathroom.
That'll happen.
And the funny thing is, that comment was from a fellow Serb. You could tell he was being sincere and nice to make the guy feel better. I freaking laughed my head off.
We're just that kind of people,
It's Saturday.
It's okay. It's not the same.
And then the last story before we call it a show, my friend, and you met my friends, right? So the two brothers, the two German brothers, as we call them, TNL and...
the Grimm brothers.
The Grimm brothers, sure.
They wrote fairy tales.
Very Grimm dark, violent. Yeah, they were dark.
Right, so. My bad, my bad.
For that, it's called Grimm.
So and again, these are my friends since grade 3.
I was just thinking two German brothers. What's the analogy here? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's leave that alone.
Heinz and Fritz.
So one of them is the Fritz and Fritz and Maurizio, right? Okay, So grew up our entire lives together, and every winter, you know, we used to go tobogganing, right? Anyway, we're at a place, a park that's near us that has these hills. And
I'm forecasting that this is a second story of him going down hill and breaking something that isn't his.
No, this is a little different. So we used to build ramps of snow.
Right.
So that the toboggan could take off in the air and catch some air, right? So we built this awesome toboggan hill. Come on, boom, and we were getting good air. He would always get better than we would because obviously he had the better toboggan.
Not that I'm jealous or anything.
Well, that night we had a massive snowfall where everything was coated and deep on the hill.
Right.
He decides to cut the lane for us to follow in because his toboggan's able to navigate through freshly powdered snow. Our toboggans actually need some type of grooving already there for it to fall because they're made out of wood. So he goes down, he gets ready, he starts coming down the hill, zipping down. And then I turn to his brother and I go, I think we forgot. Did we leave the ramp there? He goes, I think he's heading right to it. And we couldn't yell in time. And we said, hey, there's a ramp. And just as those words were coming out of my mouth, he launches 30 feet into the air. And all I remember is his arms were widespread like an eagle. He didn't know what was happening. And because of the freshly fallen snow, it looked like a nuclear explosion because all the snow came up. And then all I remember is I saw a glove fly out and then the toboggan by itself roll away into the marsh.
Oh, no.
And so finally the snow cleared, I just saw him like in angel position lying on his back and he goes, and literally I felt like, oops. it was my job to get rid of the ramp before we went home, right? So yeah, but you know what? My thing in seeing all, listening to all these stories and doing that. I always say to it, what do we learn? Right. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's being a jerk, but at least I'm consistent. Anyway, I think that brings us to today's show. We're trying to keep the 45 minutes, and I think we may actually do it this time.
Did mom tell her the story or no?
Did you?
No, you didn't give a story? I didn't get an oops, was that me from you?
Did you?
Oh,
give,
you're just so perfect and flawless that you never have those.
I have so many. It's not even
okay,
funny
give us
one. Okay, you got to give us one.
It's not even funny.
Sorry. You have to give us at least one. Yeah. Everyone's contributed. Yeah.
I can't think of anything right off the bat. I thought I had it ready, and then I completely forgot.
It was that hysteria that you went through moments ago.
Probably, yeah. I had a bit of a nervous breakdown.
From the chip slurp, what else did she do?
Chip slurp.
The chip slurp.
Burp.
Oh, I was just being annoying. Yeah. I was just fuddling with things while he was trying to talk.
No, I was reflecting on it. So I'm going to go,
What are you going to say? Which story are you going to say?
I have so many that it was, oops, was it me? One of the infamous ones of me is when I first came to the States and... my darling host family introduced me to Dairy Queen, and Dairy Queen has blizzards, and blizzards are awesome. So, are we able to say names?
Sure, yeah.
Blizzards are awesome, but my English was absolutely not awesome.
Was not awesome.
Absolutely was nowhere near awesome. So one evening I felt, that it was my turn because they've been taking me for these awesome blizzards. So I went and invited my whole host family to come with me, and it was my treat to blisters.
Blisters.
Come. Me give you blister.
I give you blister.
I give you blister. That's actually a good one.
I had absolutely no idea what I said. And they all looked at me like I fell out of a tree. I'm like, what?
I want to give you blister.
Those are the best stories.
You don't want blister?
No blister? And they're like, blister?
No blister?
Today, two for one blister. Today, two for one blister.
It's slowly morphing into like a Gru accent. 17-year-old girl just Gru accent. Yeah.
You know what sucks is when you hear a word that you don't know, but it sounds like another word you know. My favorite.
That was me. Sorry, yeah, go ahead. I have to interrupt. That was me in like grade 8 English class.
Right.
When my teacher was reading us this story, the plight of the refugees or something, the plight of this, the plight of that. Mm-hmm. She's like, does anybody know what the word plight means? And I very confidently raised my hand. I was like, it's like when you fly. It's like taking flight. Like it's like, you know what I mean? When you take, it's taking, it was stupid. Taking plight.
No. So mine was... Yeah. The fact of, where are we going tonight? We're going for charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Never heard the word before at that time.
Charcuterie.
And I heard charcuterie.
What's that?
I said, a place in Vancouver. A place near Vancouver. So we're going to charcuterie. I'm not going. She goes, what?
Do you know how expensive that is?
I says, he goes, I'm not going there. She goes, but you like prosciutto. What does that have to do with anything? I go, wait, like, he's going to fly? He goes, where? The charcuterie. Not charcuterie, you idiot. Charcuterie. And I said, okay, what's charcuterie? And basically, they gave me the lowdown.
But that's on them. You don't say charcuterie. It's charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
There's an R in that word.
Sure.
Okay.
But anyway.
There is.
Why is everybody looking times, at me? I know.
How many times?
I know. He's
now
your boyfriend.
They look at me.
He's your boyfriend.
They want the verification of English.
You know, we used to call it deli meats. Right?
We call it meze.
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 Why do you say everything like that?
Meze.
Meza.
Your nose.
Meza.
Musaka. Musaka.
Rakia.
Rakia.
Yeah, like it's weird.
Rakia.
Well, no, that was just weird.
That was just weird.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Can you roll your R's?
Noodle's like laughing.
Where would you like me to roll?
Again, rolling. You roll again with the cannabis. I don't know. Stop rolling stuff over there.
She's like preparing.
You went to a cannabis store.
She did
with your grandmother.
No.
The more accurate
way to say that is my grandma took me to a cannabis store.
Your grandmother took you to a cannabis store and then bought you a beer opener.
that's
two separate stories.
Got to start them young. Yeah.
Got to start them young. Mm.
I don't know why you're still laughing. Okay, I'm going to let you guys go before the hysteria is. So thanks
before
again.
Before the hysteria sets in.
Before the hysteria sets in again.
We love our listeners.
Yeah, we love to hear from you. We'll bring up your talk. You guys the best. Love your suggestions. We're looking for ideas. We're looking for, if there's something you want us to
give
talk
us a topic
about,
to cover.
Give us a topic to cover. Yeah. And let me go through again how you get a hold of us. You can send an email to comments@themomoshow.com, or you can go to our website, and there's plenty of things on contact page to get a hold of us, to be able to leave, believe it or not, a voicemail. Not on a phone. It's kind of cool. You can actually leave me a voicemail on the website.
That is awesome. Yeah. What's your oops? Was that me story?
What?
Tell us your oops. Was
yeah,
that
you know
story?
What? And we're
that
happy to hear anyone's awesome. Oops. That yes. me story
and
at any point
win
in time.
Our story gets a retelling.
It gets a retelling. Yes.
Yeah. We're not there yet. But I was playing with the idea. Best story gets a $50 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
This is a total volunteer
network. But we're going through some practice runs. So why don't you guys just send us an email or send us a note on the website. Feedback, as well as give us an oops, was that me that you experienced that you think we get one enjoyment out of, and lessons learned for others.
One enjoyment out
and
of.
And also, like, if you want us to credit you, tell us your name, but if not, absolutely
yeah,
anonymous.
Yeah, let us know. We're happy to no keep problem. You completely anonymous, or if you want us to put your name on the air, that'd be great. All right, so thanks for listening to Nothing, Nowhere, No Particular Time. Did you realize that we actually didn't announce the name of the podcast in today's podcast?
At the beginning?
That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, no,
cue the outro.
Oops.
Oops,
like
was
to
that me?
Everyone,
that
like,
was oops, you.
That was an oops
that
me.
That was an oops, that was you.
Okay, let's cut it short. Cue the outro. Well, I'm not sure if I need to apologize for taking so long to post this podcast or to apologize for posting the podcast itself. Well, as we say here, it is what it is. Honestly, we're just now concerned that after this podcast, someone may come knocking on the door regarding a certain minor entering a prohibited establishment. In any case, thanks for listening to Nothing, Nowhere, and No Particular Time. As usual, we would love to hear your feedback. You can reach us at comments@themomoshow.com or directly on our website, themomoshow.com, and hit the contact page. And in the immortal words of bizwaremagic.com, mistakes are far too funny to be only made once.
FBI, open up!
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast. Thank you.